Blog Talk Radio. Game four, and hopefully, put an end to Bobby Cox's career and Willie Wagner's and potentially Tripper Jones if he does indeed retire after this year. But we will also talk about that a little later. And, you know, give you the rest of the recap of all the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll shift gears, you know, talk a little bit about the Mets, too, even though they're not in the postseason. But they're going to, you know, meet with some GMs, potential GMs like Alderson, and I think Rick Hahn is one of the people that they're going to interview also this week. And the former Kansas City Royals guard, the guy who single-handedly traded away Johnny Damon, Carlos Beltran, and Jermaine Dye for pretty much nothing during his tenure as a Royal Matt GM. But he's recently been getting praised for being a scout for the Red Sox. But yeah, as I said, we'll talk about that, you know, momentarily. Shift gears a little basketball as the basketball is about to start. We'll talk. We'll give a little recap about the preseason in Europe as they, you know, played against the Italian team, the Gallinari's team, the Milan Jeans, something Armani Jeans Milan team.
And we'll also Armani Jeans.
Yeah, Armani Jeans Milan. That was the name of the team.
Oh.
And also they played in France also. And, we'll talk, I guess we'll spend a little time on the Rangers as they won their
go Power Rangers.
Yep, the other Rangers.
Rangers. Which Rangers?
New York Rangers. They won 6-3 yesterday.
Is that preseason?
No, they actually started.
The regular season started? Oh.
Yeah. Well,
it's a game, so I don't know why.
Yeah, they were playing preseason, but they just started. But, you know, we'll just spend a little time on that.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, Gridiron. You know, tomorrow's going to be the big game. Jets versus Vikings. Brett Favre returns to the Meadowlands.
Yep.
And, of course, we'll also talk about the Giants.
Yep.
You know, and their win. And, of course, as usual, we'll end the game. We'll end the show with a little sports entertainment. Talk about WWE and, of course, TNA. And one of your favorite wrestlers return to the ring. And we'll definitely talk about that. But without further ado, we'll talk about the playoffs. The MLB playoffs.
Yep, and the Yankees back to the ALCS. Waiting for the Power Rangers or the D-Rays. Yankees, I mean, the Twins, man, I told you last night, they're a total disappointment. Total disappointment. They didn't do it. I mean, this was like last year almost, basically.
Yeah. And every year.
I mean, the pitching was okay, but other than that, I mean, Twins didn't really score that much in the series, and their bullpen wasn't that good against the Yankees, and Yankees tore them apart. They ripped them a new one.
Oh, yeah. This is the first time I actually root for the Yankees to win the division so they could face the Rangers. But, hey, as you see, you know, the Yankees, you know, they did their thing against the Twins, the little Twins.
Yeah, I mean, you rooted for us to win and go and play the Rangers, but, I mean, is Rangers really that scary? I mean, they're about to collapse, possibly. So,
well, yeah, that's true. But that's the reason why is because I wanted you to face the Rangers, and if you guys get past Rangers, which look like you guys would have anyway, because you guys are the favorite, as usual, so you guys would have most likely went past Rangers, and then you would have faced Rays.
Right.
The reason why was pretty much I wanted you guys, you know, so you could the Yankees would have, more of a challenge instead of having their two teams that are potentially, rival teams battle each other out to decide who's going to face the Yankees for the ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers do have Cliff Lee. And, you know, he was great against us last year in that World Series against the Phillies.
Yeah, he's the only guy who won against the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah.
They should have pitched him 4 games. They would have won the World Series if they didn't.
Yeah, you have a point there. But, yeah, Rangers, they lost today to the Rays, and right now it's going back to Tampa, and it's going to be Cliff Lee versus David Price in game 5 of that final game. So the winner plays goes on to play the Yankees in the ALCS.
Our Rangers, man, they wish the Pink Rangers was batting the lineup.
Green Ranger or Red Ranger, man. They need those Power Rangers right now.
Yep.
Zordon. Shit.
Will the Rangers beat the Rays next time?
I still think the Rangers are going to win. I still think they're going to win.
They do got Cliff Lee, because I was expecting the Rangers to beat them.
Yeah.
And they lost the last two, now I'm starting to have doubt. I think they might do the 2001.
Yeah, it might collapse.
But then again, like you said, they're facing Cliff Lee, and Cliff Lee is usually on his A game. So.
But I mean, Price might bring his A game, man. He's a big pitcher also in the American League. So.
Yeah, he's David Price. You know, like, he is the
he's the ace of that ball club.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but he is the key of the game tomorrow because if he brings his stuff, you know. That's going to counteract Cliff Lee.
Right.
But if he pitches bad, you know, it ain't gonna be a pitching duel.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that game.
Yeah, because I do expect Cliff Lee, you know, to be typical Cliff Lee.
Yeah, but, you know, last night in the Yankee game, you know, Phil Hughes, everybody was questioning whether he would pitch good since, you know, I think this was his first postseason start.
Right.
We were questioning that, and he did struggle, you know, at the end of the season. But he did 18 games overall. So he had a pretty good year, but people were still questioning him because, you know, he didn't really have that much postseason experience as far as starting. But last night, man, he looked sharp. He was throwing first pitch strikes, throwing his curveball, blowing away the Twins, making them look like little girls. I mean, this guy was on his A game last night, and he pitched a 7 great innings.
But
he's the reason why we won last night.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't doubt him. You know, I didn't doubt Hughes was gonna pitch good. I mean, even though he's a young guy, but you know, he has a little postseason, you know, experience under his belt. Like you said, he hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Until yesterday, but I thought, you know, the offense would take the pressure off him, and, you know, as you saw, you know, they did score 6 runs for him.
Yeah.
So he, you know, he did his thing. But another thing, it's like you Yankee fans, man, it's like you guys, you know, you guys are looking for stuff to complain about.
What?
There's even Yankee fans who will complain that, oh, because Andy Panda didn't pitch good down in the port, you know, down the stretch, and he hasn't, you know, he missed like 2 months of the season. You guys start, oh, is Andy Pettit going to be back? Or, you know,
well, that was the media was questioning it also. So, I mean, there's questions after CeCe. A lot of people were saying, you know, whether Pettit, how these other guys going to do behind CeCe because Pettit, he came back from an injury. He doesn't have a postseason start. Burnett has been inconsistent. So, you know, there are a lot of questions surrounding those guys. But
True. I mean, he is up there. But, you know, speaking from personal experience, man, Andy Pettit, man, when he you know, when there's a big spot, and he usually comes through, with the exception of Game 6 of the 2001 World Series. But other than that, that guy is usually money.
Yeah, that's why we call him Andy Pennant. He wins us pennants. Last year, he won all 3 games he started in the postseason.
That's not no surprise. I mean, this guy has the most postseason wins in Major League history, I think, with 20 or 21 wins.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, this guy, you know, he's money. And, you know, CeCe, he's a, you know, he didn't pitch good on his first outing. And career-wise, prior to last year, he was always horrible in the postseason. But hey, just give that guy a cheeseburger, and you know that guy, you know, he's gonna produce.
Yes, he has been great for us these last 2 years. And in the postseason, he looks even better.
Yeah, he's really dominating. He won 20 games, I think, this year.
I think, you know, he's
21.
Yeah. 21 games this year, 20 games last year, I think, or 19 games last year. And, you know, like, he's older now. You know, when he was younger, he tried to blow people away with his fastball. But now, you know, he's using both sides of the plates, and, you know, he's more of a crafty pitcher nowadays.
Yeah, that's what you got to be because, you know, you're a power pitcher. Look at Pedro. I mean, you can't just blow people away with 95 miles per hour all the time. Or even Santana nowadays, you know.
Yep.
With all these injuries and he is getting up there. You know, it comes to a point when you have to, you know, you got to pitch. You know, not just throw the ball by people. For some reason, you're not going to have it.
Right. I mean, it's like a boxer, you know, you can't, like some of the young boxers, they try to go for a knockout, but as they get older, they learn, they have to, you know, keep the round going by not trying to get the knockout, but, you know, just trying to jab, get some jabs in there.
Wait for that opening. And take them down.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be Mike Tyson, you have to be Muhammad Ali, you know?
Or Ali versus Foreman, the rope-a-dope.
Yeah. Gotta be crafty.
Yep.
Can't go for the knockout.
Exactly.
And CC learned that, you know. He doesn't have to blow people away. He can just, you know, use his pitches, find a way to get the opponents out. Doesn't have to strike them out all the time.
Exactly. And that's why Yankees are going to the ALCS. Because of that. And the new guys, like Granderson, Berkman, you know, they're producing.
Yeah, Berkman, yeah, man. The one game he started, game two, I mean, he had like 3 RBIs, I think. So.
Yeah, man.
Cashman is a genius.
It looks like it. I mean, he looked like Undertaker on and off the, you know, off the plate.
Yeah.
He definitely made the Rangers rest in peace. That's for sure.
Yeah. And the Granderson, yeah, he's sitting also. I mean, even though, you know, he didn't really, his average wasn't really that good. His power numbers were still good, but
the Grandy
it's like
man
he,
can.
Huh?
That's it, the Grandy man can.
Yeah, the Grandy man can, yeah. But he looks like he's on his game right now, and it's a good thing that he's hitting right now because we really need him, man. So far, so good for Granderson.
Didn't he hit like 29 home runs this year, Granderson?
I think 24 to 29, something like that.
I know he definitely hit like 29 when he was with Detroit.
Yeah, his power numbers were good this year, but his average was like around 249 or something like that.
Yeah.
But he looks like, you know, right now, you know, he had some key hits in that Twin series, so hopefully he keeps it up.
So who would you – I mean, I know as a Yankee fan, you don't care which team you face, you know, in the ALCS, but who would you like to face?
If who I'd like to face?
Who would you like to face and who you think you will face?
I would like to face the Rangers. The team I think I'll face is the Rangers. I'll be honest with you. Rays are pesky, man. They are pesky. Because I could see them, like, that's the one team, like, they play small ball, they run the bases,
true.
You know, and for some reason, you know, they're not scared of us.
Yeah, you do make a good point.
The Rangers, I mean, they swing for the fences.
Yeah, they're a typical American League Yankee-type team that, you know, try to go for the long ball.
Yeah, I'd rather face them than the Rays because the Rays are much more pesky than they are.
Younger, they're kind of like the Angels, you know. They're a young pesky team, who's gonna give you guys trouble, and they have good young pitching. So
yeah, Rays have much more experience. I mean, don't forget, you know, 2 years ago Rays went to the World Series.
Yep.
So you know they know how to win.
Yeah, they definitely learn how to get there.
And other than Lee, I mean, there's not any pitcher in their lineup to be scared of.
Yeah, you're right, in the rotation, I mean, Lee is the main guy. Other than that, I mean.
Yeah. None of the pitchers after that aren't that scared. I mean, at least the Rays have Garza and Price, you know. They have some guys in that pitching rotation to, you know,
right.
Get you out.
Yeah, you're right.
So I'd probably want to face Rangers, and I think that's the team we'll probably be facing.
Yep.
I mean, don't get me wrong, if you face the Rays, you know, so be it, but.
Yeah.
You know, Rays are a pesky team.
Right. But, let me see. And I think you guys faced Rangers two or three times in postseason history, and I think you guys eliminated them both for.
Yep.
All three times you faced them.
Yeah.
So history would definitely be on your guys' side.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yep, looks like there's going to be a rematch of last year's World Series.
Seems that way, but, you know, we still got to see what happens. Because you might never know, the Phillies might get upset by the Giants. Because Giants, man, they have good pitching rotation.
Oh, you're talking about the NLCS?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phillies, last time I checked, top four were leading 1-0. So it looks like you said, that's going to be the NLCS.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Reds could actually win this game and maybe shock people and win the other two, but I strongly doubt that.
The Reds, who's winning right now in the Braves Giants? Phillies Reds?
Last time I checked, in the fourth. The Phillies were leading 1-0. So I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah, I just see it. Phillies are leading 1-0 in the fourth inning.
Oh, it's still 1-0?
Yeah.
Who's batting?
The Reds are batting. They have one on base, one out.
In scoring position or first base?
First base.
And speaking of the Giants, leading the Braves, and then I think McCann hit a two-run home run to give them a brief lead. But then Giants got it back, and they were able to hold on for the win.
Yeah, Giants are one game away.
Yep.
Advancing to the ALCS.
Giants should have swept them because on Friday they had a 4-0 lead.
Yep.
But I believe Arroyo was on the mound, and they took him out, and then in extra inning, you know, they tied the game 4-4, and then in extra inning in the 11th.
Arroyo?
Wasn't Arroyo pitching? Wait.
You're talking about Phillies Reds.
Oh, Phillies. No, I'm talking about Giants. Well, you're right. What am I talking about, Arroyo? Arroyo's on the bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about, Giants. What I meant to say was Matt Cain.
Oh, okay.
They pull out Matt Cain, and then they, they later lost that game.
Yeah.
Friday. And, of course, Giants won the first game with Nick to come. I think he struck out 14.
I think
so. And he won nothing, right? 1-0 was the final.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the Giants are gonna. It might be Giants and Phillies.
Yeah, it sure looks that way.
Yeah.
Definitely root for the Giants.
Yeah, because I know you as a Mets fan, you don't want to see Braves versus Phillies. That's the nightmare series.
Oh, yeah. What could be worse? Maybe Phillies and Yankees for the World Series again.
That's true. Which
or
might
Braves
happen.
Or Braves and Yankees for the World Series for the third million time. Gosh, 96, 99, and potentially 2010.
We shall see.
And meanwhile, Cole Hamels, I want to go home. Cole Hamels, you know. if you remember last year's postseason,
yeah.
He went to, you know, he couldn't wait for the season to be over so he could go back home to his family. Oh, boy.
Yeah, after getting roughed up by the Yankees in that World Series, he wanted to go home to his mommy.
If you find out who's the choke artist, bro.
Yep.
And ever since then, he couldn't beat the Mets this year.
Yeah, and his record this year was like, what, 16-13 or something like that?
Oh, Cole Hamels?
Yeah.
No, his record was like 12-11.
Oh, 12-11?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's kind of deceptive because he pitched better, you know, towards the second half. Except when he faced the Mets, I think that his last outing against the Mets. Because he went, I think, winless against the Mets. He went like 0-4, 0-5 against the Mets this year.
Oh. And he was, like a few years ago, he was supposed to be the ace of the Phillies, wasn't he?
Yep. But, the Phillies, you know, they're smart. You know, they actually were aggressive and they took their load off him.
Yeah.
And he's like the third best option on the team.
Got Halladay,
who replaced Cliff Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Roy Oswalt. Who, I mean, he didn't pitch good the second game of the series, but he they came back and won. And
he's a
bitch. And then most likely, you know, they're gonna, you know, leave the Reds.
Yeah.
Shoot. Why couldn't Joe Morgan come out of retirement and beat these guys?
Ain't more than Joe Morgan. They need that whole.
Yeah.
They need to hold the red machine, man.
The big red machine.
Yeah.
Well, who Pete Rose is gonna play? Is he gonna? He's gonna split. You know, some of the, half of the game. You know, is he gonna play for the Phillies in first seven innings, and then after the seven inning stretch, he plays for the Reds or something? I don't know how he can do that.
I don't know. That'd be funny.
I wonder who he's rooting for. I mean, I know he's a long time Red. I mean, he's more of a Red than a Philly. I mean, he did help them win their first ever championship in '80. But well, I would assume he's rooting for the Reds.
The Reds, yeah, since he was with them longer.
The big Red machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he is rooting for the. I mean, he is a Red through and through, and then he then. Infamously managed the Reds.
Or he could just be unbiased. Who knows?
Maybe. But I think he is a Red. But then again, you know, we got love for the Phillies, you know.
Yeah.
He did win a championship for them. Those are like the two cities that Charlie Hustle is loved in. Cincinnati and Philadelphia.
Yeah, and both teams wear the color red.
Yeah, that's true. He does love red. Mm-hmm.
Don't the Reds have a mascot also?
Yeah, Mr. Met wannabe one.
Oh, it looks like Mr. Met?
Yeah, I think he's called Mr. Red or something like that.
Oh.
I forgot his name. I think it's Mr. Red. He looks like an 1800 version of Mr. Met. Except he has like a crazy like mustache, like Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, yeah, I've seen it.
And his eyes are like, he looks like he's stoned or something. His eyes are like, he got like a bunch of like, you know how the Looney Tunes have that, like, that circle before Porky Pig pops up and say, that's all folks, and it's like multicolored, like a rainbow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how his eyes look like.
Oh.
He looks like an 1850s version of Mr. Met if he was high. That's the best. And he has this funny hat that he wears on his head.
Well, he said their mascot is better than damn Philly's mascot.
Nah, I disagree with that. I mean, I hate everything about Philadelphia.
Isn't the Philly's mascot a bird or something?
It's the Fanatic, that green thing, that green.
Yeah, isn't it a bird, some kind of bird or some kind?
No, it's like some weird, I don't know, monster thing? I don't know. I don't know how you could describe the Philly Fanatic.
Exactly.
Philly Fanatic is better than that master.
Oh.
Philly Fanatic is actually funny. I mean, I don't like anything about that city, but, I mean, I got to give him credit for the Fanatic.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not much of a mascot guy, so I don't care.
But Fanatic is way better than him. But all of them pale in comparison to the best mascot in sports, period. It's the Met.
Yeah.
I think he's the first official ever, you know, mascot in sports, especially in baseball.
Well, I'm glad that you're proud of that.
Darn right. And he's a 2007 Hall of Fame mascot. He's in the Mascot Hall of Fame also.
Yeah. There's nothing better than talking about mascots during the MLB postseason.
Well, hey, look at the mascot. At least you had a mascot. What's his name? Duffy, that bird. He's not even in the Yankees Hall of Fame, but hey, you never know.
Who cares?
A monument to him.
I don't care about that damn mascot, man.
So you wouldn't show up if they build a monument to him?
And please, I'll shoot him in the head.
No water gun, of course. No violence to his mascots. Oh, man. But, looks like, you know, it looks like it's going to be a Rays versus Yankees.
Yep.
And Giants versus Braves. I mean, Giants versus Phillies, I mean.
Possibly, but it's still not over yet.
You're right. Like Yogi Berra said when he managed the Mets, it ain't over till it's over.
Yep.
But quickly, moving on to the Mets postseason GM search, which is the biggest move Mets are going to make of this decade, who's going to be the GM. You know, this week they're going to meet with Sandy Alderson. He's the former GM of the 80s Oakland A's. I think they won, the four division titles. And they went to what? How many World Series did they go to? Two or three or something like that?
I think so.
And of course, that World Series in 89. And, of course, those were the infamous Bash brothers.
Right, yeah.
Canseco and McGuire. Who, I guess it's safe to say we don't have to say allegedly because they both admitted that they did it, so.
Yeah, they took steroids.
Yep. And then
probably other supplements also that we don't know about.
Even though McGuire thinks he would have did all those, 587 home runs without them. But Alderson, he also managed, he was the GM of the Padres.
Oh, Chiefs helped me just hit another home run, so Phillies are up 2-0 in the fifth.
That's great. And, you know, the Padres, I think it was the Padres who had the four division titles. And, you know, that one World Series, of course, 98, when they got swept by. Can you remember that team, McCauley?
Yeah, the 98 Yankees.
That is correct. Arguably the best Yankee team of the dynasty.
Yep.
But the second most talked about Yankee team. After which one, my friend?
The 27 Yankees.
No, I mean, 27 Yankees? Oh, you're talking about the... No, I'm talking about in the modern-day dynasty.
In the modern-day dynasty. The second most talked about...
I think the 98 team is the second most talked about team to this Yankee team.
Really? I think the 98 Yankees is like most, like...
Well, they're the most dominant. They were the most dominant one.
Yeah.
But in this city, they talk more about another Yankee team in that same dynasty, more than even the 98 team.
During that dynasty? You're talking about from 96 to 2001? Probably 96, since the first championship in like 18 years or something.
Well, I'd say that would be third. That would be third. That is a good one, though. Because that is the first time, you know, that was their first championship. When they were actually, the only time that dynasty team was actually the underdogs, because Braves won the World Series prior to that year.
Yeah.
95.
But, I mean, what are you talking about? Most talking about Yankee team during that dynasty?
In my opinion, the team that I hear they talk, the Yankee team from that dynasty period, that they talk about more than the 98 team.
Okay.
More than the 96 team that started it all.
If you say 2000, I'm going to hang up.
Prepare to hang up. Because you guys are still in 2000.
No. 2000. That's not true.
You guys enjoy being the Mets.
No. The 2000 team is not the most talked about Yankee team during that dynasty.
Yeah,
sorry.
Let's talk about it.
No.
Sorry, crying.
No.
Chase Stadium.
Yeah. Well, it seems you Mets fans bring that 2000 more than the Yankee fans bring it up. I mean, come on.
You guys rub it in the Mets fans' face all the time?
You guys talk about it more than the Yankee fans do. I mean, come on already.
Because you guys keep bragging about it.
No, we don't. We don't even bring it up. You guys bring it up.
Sure.
You guys keep on saying, okay, we lost to you guys in 2000 and stuff.
You guys bring it up.
Oh, come on.
Bring it up.
Come on now. No.
You guys, you know, you old guys want to show your superiority, and you always have to bring up, we beat you in 2000.
It seems you always bring it up, Will, when we talking about the Yankees.
Well, how can I not?
Seriously, I mean, come on. Who brings it up when we have a conversation? Who brings the 2000 World Series more up?
Well,
be honest here.
Hey, well,
you do.
Well, that was the last time my team went to the World Series.
And I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't even bring that 2000 up that much.
Yes, you guys talked about
it. No.
You bring it up
more.
Because you guys won the World Series last year. That's when you guys stopped talking about it.
Come on, man.
Because the media, every time they kept saying, the last time Yankees won was 2000 when they beat the Mets.
Yeah, that's not true. The most talked about team during that dynasty was 98, not the 2000 team. Sorry.
The 98 team was the most dominant team.
To you, Mets fans, it may seem that the 2000, you guys lost in the 2000 World Series, but that's not the most talked about Yankee team during that era.
That's what it sounds like to me.
No. It's the 98. Sorry.
You Yankee fans amongst yourself talk about the 98 team, but when you see a Mets fan, you got to rub it in, you know, about the 2000 team.
Well, then you Mets fans need to stop thinking about the 2000 World Series then. Forget about
it. Maybe I would stop thinking about the 2000 team when we win another championship.
Well, then think about the future, not the past, goddammit. come on now. I mean, forget about 2000. We're in 2010 already.
Well, I would have forgot about 2000 if Mets didn't choke in 06.
Well, whose fault is that?
The Cardinals?
That has nothing to do with the Yankees, though. Goodness gracious.
I'll let it go once I finally fulfill the prophecy and defeat you guys once and for all.
What you need to do, you need to build a time machine. You need to go play for the Mets during the 2000 World Series. That's what you need to do.
Well, Mets were still lost anyway because, you know, some of your guys were, you know, won the juice, man. We couldn't stop you guys.
Oh, okay. You're okay. Oh, you don't want to go there because the Mets, Mets had some
there.
People on juice also.
When they weren't on the Mets. Before
he had a clubhouse attendant. You give me our place, juice. What are you talking about?
Maybe he gave it to you guys. But hey, you guys beat us, even though I still guys think we cheated. I mean, how about the steroid thing?
No, but the most talked about team was not 2000. It was 98. I'm sorry.
Good. Talk about the 98 team.
98 team was the most dominant out of that dynasty, and, you know, people still talking about them today, you know.
Well, hopefully that
compare them to the 27 Yankee team.
Well, hopefully the GM of that Padre team will come and manage the Mets, because Alderson, he was working under Bud Selig, and he was one of the people that was trying to clean up, you know, he's doing a good job cleaning up, you know, the steroids and performance enhancing stuff, and, you know, in the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, plus his, you know, his resume as a GM, hopefully that will translate well for the Mets if he does take the Mets job, which reportedly he is interested in. Are you still here? Are you hearing dun 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 in your head?
No, I was listening.
But hopefully Mets will make the right decision, and I hope they don't hire that former GM Alan Beard, the former Bard, or what, however you pronounce that guy's last name, the former GM of the Royals, who traded away Beltran and Johnny Damon, and he also traded away. I think who was the other player he traded away?
Yeah, Mets
pretty much traded them away for nothing. Because it was a horrible franchise until, you know, well, they've been ever since George Brett retired, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Mets need to do something here because they let both Manaea and Manuel go, so they need to get a great GM and a great manager.
Yeah, that's the biggest move, man. Hopefully they hire Alderson or Rick Hahn, the assistant GM of White Sox, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the Twins? I'm trying to think.
I think it's the White Sox, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's White Sox. Yeah, he worked underneath Kenny Williams. And reportedly, the Gary Hunsaker, who I think he's an assistant GM now with the Tampa Bay, he turned the Mets down. Pat Gillick, the former Seattle Mariner, former Philly GM, you know, through those team glory years, and also the GM of the back-to-back World Series champion Toronto Blue Jays, he turned the Mets down because, you know, he's going to stick with the Phillies in a consultant role.
Right.
So those guys, you know, and Terry Ryan, that was the guy who I was thinking of. Terry Ryan, he's the former Twins GM, who's, I think he's an assistant right now or a consultant. He also most likely turned the Mets down also. So few of those guys with good resumes, Gillick, Ryan and Hunsaker, they all three turned down the Mets job. So hopefully they'll hire, you know, Alderson or Hahn or I'm trying to think of the other guy who's a possibility. I forgot his name. Stan Kasten, who was the GM of the Braves team during that early, you know, 90s run.
And where's Manaea going? This Manaea doesn't have a job now. Is he going back to the Dominican Republic?
He's from. He might have been from. He was born, but he grew up in Queens. But there's still a small chance. Most likely, he's not going to go back to the Mets. But he's going back.
Well, of course.
He's going to seek, another GM job. I don't know where. But there is that small opportunity. There's that small chance that maybe the. He might be willing to, you know, come back in a lower role, but I just don't see that.
What about Manuel?
Manuel? Wow. Before he took the job, he was, I think, planning on retiring. I don't know. He might retire or be a bench coach. I don't see anybody hiring him as a manager right now.
There's rumors that he purposely gave up on the team on the last day.
I said that. I said that too. He purposely gave up that game.
Why? Why would he do that?
He looked like he wanted to go home because here's what he did. The top of the ninth, he took out both Reyes and Wright so they could, quote-unquote, get standing ovation for a 79-win team.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the parts. I don't even know if the fans gave him the standing ovation. Maybe some of them did or not. I don't know. Because they are the two popular players on the team. But that didn't make any sense. Okay, sounds touching. But after that, I think on the bottom of the ninth, they were due up to bat. So, and the Mets tied 1-1 at home. And, of course, Mets would later lose in the 14th inning when, of course, your favorite Met pitcher, Oliver Perez, here's what he did. He went 3-0 on the first batter, and then he walked. Are you watching the CBS commercial with Conan dancing around?
No, I'm not. I'm actually watching this thing on TLC.
Oh. But back to what I was saying. Oliver
I've seen
Perez,
plenty of Conan commercials during this postseason.
Yep.
Sure, like every damn minute.
Yeah, he was dancing around to no music. But Oliver Perez, he went 3-0 on the guy he faced, and then he struck him out. And then the fans were chanting MVP, MVP. And afterwards, he hit the next guy, and then he walked three straight guys to force in the lead run. And then, of course, right after that, Barry Manuel took him out, pat him on the butt, you know, since he did his job. And then Mets, you know, pretty much fell down, you know, at the bottom of the 14th, and that was pretty much the end of the season in Jerry Manuel's career.
Yeah. Well, Manuel, how many years was Manuel with the team? 3 years, would you say?
Well, yeah, because he was. Might have been 05 because Jerry took. I mean, what's his name? I'm trying to think.
Because Randall's final season was 2007.
No, 2008 was his last year.
Oh.
Might have been when Jerry took the job in. Not Jerry. Willie took the job in 05. Jerry might have been there in 05. I don't remember, but definitely in 06, Jerry was there. So at least from 06, maybe 05, to now, Jerry's took the job, been with the Mets organization.
Oh, okay.
08 is when they fired Willie, and they put, what's his name?
Manuel.
They put Manuel in charge. Because remember, 07 was the first collapse.
Right.
08, they fired Willie in June when they were in Anaheim, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Fired him while they were in Anaheim.
And, I do remember that.
Yeah, and it was funny. They're having a press conference with Jerry Manuel as the new manager, but in the background you see Anaheim Angel logos in the background because, you know, they're in Anaheim. They're playing against the Angels.
That was messed up.
Yeah.
That was bad for Willie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was really bad. And the Mets excuse was that, they fired... It was midnight in New York. That was it. But of course, Manuel would when he took the team was playing a little bit better, but then they collapsed for the second time in a row. 09, they had a bunch of injury plagues. You know, they had an injury plague season with pretty much all the players.
Right.
And I believe 20 of the 25 players on the team were on the DL at one point. And 10, this year, they pretty much play horrible. You know, nothing to say about that. So hopefully they make this huge decision because. The GM is the most important decision they're going to make in this decade.
GM, then manager, then players.
Yep. And hopefully Manuel. Not Manuel. Definitely not Manuel. You know, hopefully, Bobby V or Wally Backman. And, I'm not really a fan of Tony La Russa, even though he's Hall of Fame. I mean, I'd give him a shot if those other two weren't available or didn't want it. But I doubt that's going to happen because, he's a very demanding, manager.
Or
it. And I doubt he would do that well in New York.
Or even Joe Torre.
Torre, I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Because Torre, he shut that rumor down. I don't know if it was just thought it was for Willie, but pretty much he didn't want to anger the fan, so he took himself out of the running.
Oh.
So Bobby, in my perfect scenario, it would be Bobby V as the manager.
Bobby V.
And then have Wally Backman as the bench coach, and be his the heir apparent to Bobby Valentine when Bobby Valentine retires,
right.
And then Wally take over. But we'll see how they do that. What happens. And I guess let me see. Switching gears quickly, touching a little bit on this. I don't know if the Vikings are playing against the Jets tomorrow.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, but there's some, rumors about, Brett Favre.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Allegedly, showing his penis, to Hadi Jen Sturger, a sports reporter.
I gotta defend Favre here. I gotta admit it. I got to reveal to the world that was not Brett Favre's penis.
Then who was it?
That was my penis. Because if you notice in the picture, it's black.
Well, I never saw the photo and don't plan on ever seeing that photo. But I'll take your word for it.
I hacked into Brett Favre's phone. That's how I was able to send it to the reporter.
Oh my God! Look at Mr. Red has a wife.
Let me see this.
Oh my God!
I think I'm gonna miss it because my fucking TV is slow. Where?
No, she was in the stand. She was in the stands.
Oh, I missed it. But yeah. If that's true, then Brett Favre, man, he has problems.
Yep, and allegedly there's a second woman who's saying that, he was hitting on her too. And of course, Senator Edwards, John Edwards, I believe his name is. Edwards, his wife, is battling cancer.
Wow.
And that would definitely ruin his family man image.
Man, Brett Favre is a gun. He's a gunslinger in more ways than one. Jesus, turn his poopy.
Hopefully for him and his wife Deanna, the rumors is false, but it definitely looks like he did try to holler at her and maybe cheated, which I mean most athletes do.
I mean, why is this guy showing off his gray hair, wrinkly penis? He's like, 40 years old and he's showing off his pee-pee?
I don't know.
That's for a young guy like me to do, not you, Brett Favre.
Well, I mean he should be old and wise enough not to do something like that.
Yeah, man, come on. Young guys do that, not old guys.
Yeah, they're like, they're high or drunk or something to
come
with an idea like that, But
what is this guy thinking?
And, of course, switching gears quickly to your Giants, but, got a little take on that?
Yeah, we whooped the Texans ass today, 34-10. Manning, I think, had two TDs, 237 yards passing. Hicks had another great game, had, I think, two touchdown receptions, went over 100 yards receiving, over 10 yards in catching. I mean, this guy looks like he's going to be a great wide receiver. Maybe even great as Michael Irvin or Jerry Rice, maybe. And this guy, I mean, he just has a foot speed and gets open. And, he's going to be great. And I love watching him. Akeem Nicks.
Definitely doing his thing, man.
Yeah, and the Giants, you know, they're 3-2, so... their defense is looking good, too.
Yep.
Defense is forcing turnovers, getting to the quarterback. Hopefully they can keep it up and win the division.
Yeah, in football, you know, the football teams, they're actually, you know, performing up to that level.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows, it could be, a Meadowland, you know, series, who knows?
A Turnpike Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess you could call it like that.
Yeah.
We're in the same house. They're in the same house anyway, so.
Yeah.
But switching gears quickly to, you know, WWE quickly, John Cena joined Nexus. He's reluctantly, you know, part of Nexus. What's your take on it?
I think he could go either way. He may backstab Nexus and, you know, just pretend to be with them for a little while. Or, you know, he may turn villain and pretend like he wasn't with Nexus, but he really is with Nexus.
Yeah, well, that's what he was going to try to do when he beat up on Tarver. But then again, they said that, oh, you know, he can't beat up on them because that's his, you know, he has a contract. And if he doesn't do what Wade Barrett says, he's going to be fired from WWE.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that's a smart way of them potentially easing him into a villain, because if he just turned into a villain like that, it would be it wouldn't be believable.
Right. Yep. Right about that.
So I am interested to see, you know, how they pull it off. So the best way they could have did it for him to really be a legitimate heel is if he betrayed his team at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
When he betrayed, that would have been the perfect way for him to turn full heel. But this
that
way, it, you know, it's very similar to the JBL versus JBL, you know, having Shawn Michaels, you know, work for him. Remember that happened like 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, but again, that didn't last for long.
Yeah, that lasted like a month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what it looks like the storyline they're doing. And I didn't watch SmackDown, so I don't know what's the outcome of, you know, Paul Bearer betraying, you know, Undertaker and siding with his son, Kane.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll have to find out what happened. But switching gears to TNA, Mickie James, she finally made her long-awaited debut.
Yeah, she made her return to TNA after being released by WWE. And she looked really good, and I'm glad she's in TNA because I missed her ever since WWE let her go.
Or WWE cut her, man. They should never let her go, man.
And WWE are a bunch of fools.
She looked good, and she could actually she's one of the few wrestlers who could wrestle.
Yep.
Divas who could wrestle. Oh, they're showing a Yankee commercial. A Taco Bell commercial.
Yes.
Guys,